Hey everyone, my name is Randall Heyer. I'm the Worship Arts Pastor here at Cochrane Alliance Church. We are so glad that you've come to check out the latest sermon. We pray that you are encouraged, you are challenged, and ultimately drawn closer to Jesus. Enjoy.
I'm Bob Claxton. I'm glad to be here. It's a privilege to be a part of this church family, even if it's a little extended as the coach of our transitional ministry. And so what we wanted to do this morning was we wanted to give you a little bit of an idea of what is going to be happening for the season of transition. Now, it may be more difficult than I anticipated because when Brett got up with a Calgary Flames jersey on, there was just something within me that my spirit was agitated. But it's okay. We were watching the hockey game last night when Calgary won. Son-in-law, or my stepson, he yelled, and when Edmonton won or scored, I yelled, and he yelled more than I did, so you know who the score was or what the score was. We're glad to be here today, and I just want to let you know just a little bit about what my role here is. One of the things that I've been doing, actually, since I started with the contract with the Board of Elders is I've actually started looking at the church history. And you have an incredible church history here. In fact, I think Nikki wasn't too excited when I sent her the email saying I needed to have all of the annual reports PDF'd and emailed to me. And needless to say, she did an awesome job, and we got that all together. But in case you're new to the ministry, and maybe you were only here under the ministry of Jason Kaliba, you may not know just how far back this goes back. And so I would encourage you this morning just to kind of look at a picture of what's really happening. And you may have one of these this morning. I want you to take that out, and we're going to fill that out this morning. But I want to tell you, you have a rich history, and I'm excited about looking into it with you and spending some time there. Well, who are the Claxtons? Cheryl and I, we've been doing transitional ministry since 2015. I retired in 2011, went into the corporate world to be VP of HR for a manufacturing company in Edmonton, and then in beginning of 2015, the district tapped me on the shoulder and said, we want you to back, but we want you for a special agenda and for a special reason. I said, okay, tell me what it was. And they said, it's transitional ministry. And I said, well, what is that? And they said, go get the training and come back and call me and we'll figure it out. And so when I went to the training in BC that actually was put on by Outreach Canada, they asked us at the very beginning, what was it that we wanted to expect to learn about transitional ministry? And I said, I want you to put into English what I did all the time. I just didn't know I did it this way. And within the first 2 hours, as they started to unpack transitional ministry, I knew that's exactly what I was doing. I would go into a church that was broken, I would bring healing, and then we would start to grow, and then I would get bored. And the reason why I got bored was because I needed a challenge. And either I had to change my leadership, and God was gracious over these years. But now, I love the church so much, big C, that I'm willing to go into some difficult places and have some difficult conversations so that the church of Christ can be healthy and move forward. So let me kind of give you a little bit of an overview of what transitional coaching is all about. I want to really kind of give you a couple of definitions. First of all, we talk about a season of transition, referred to it as a season. It's a time between the departure of a lead pastor and the arrival of a new pastor. Now, for some of you, you may be a little bit panic-stricken. For some of you, this may be a brand new journey that you've never been on before. You've never had a pastor leave you. Maybe you came to faith under Pastor Jason, and now that he's gone, your spiritual father has left, and now you're a little bit, you know, concerned. What's the next step? You've never seen this before. Well, I want to share with you today that this is an opportunity for you, by God's grace, to push the pause button, not the panic button. And what I mean by that is this did not catch God by surprise that your former pastor was moving on. But he's given you a season right now where you can actually look and ask God some things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's an intentional transition, a deliberate process to identify strengths, address needs, and move together towards health prior to a search. This is very biblical, friends. Transitional ministry has actually been recorded in Scripture many, many times. If you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Joshua chapter 1, because the very first few verses of Joshua chapter 1 tell us about a leadership transition. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. That was an abrupt transition. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. And I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, and to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. They were about to go into a place that they had never been before. They were going to cross into the promised land. They'd heard about it, but they never experienced it. There are several biblical cases where leadership goes from one leader to the next. We look at Samuel to Saul to David, Elijah to Elisha, Solomon to Rehoboam, Jesus to his disciples, and then also Paul to Timothy. He entrusted it to Timothy so he could continue on. So what we're looking at here is it's a journey of spiritual discipline and formation. It's an opportunity for us to really go deep and lean into God. And so we want to encourage you in that. So what is the big idea of this transition? Seasons of transitions are windows of opportunity for churches to experience spiritual renewal, increased health, focused vision, and mission prior to engaging in the pastoral search. You see, there are two simple ways that you can look at going and finding a new senior pastor. One, and we'll look at it in a moment, is a traditional interim way where what we do is we basically go in and go, we need to fill the pulpit real quick and we need to get a search committee real quick. We need to go find a pastor and hope he fits. Hope that his vision fits in with our vision. And I'll tell you what, I've gone through many church history walls and did the research where that did not go well. Or the other opposite end of that is where you find out who you are, what your mission, what your values are, what the culture is, what you're looking for in a leader, and then you go find that leader that fits the vision. If there's one analogy I want you to get, it's this one. Think of transitional ministry as creating a glove that fits a hand. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at the past, and we're going to look at our mission and vision, and we're going to look at our values. We're going to look at how our ministry matches with our vision. And then we're going to look at the competencies of the pastor that we want to see the Lord bring to us. And then what happens is the search team at that point then goes out and starts looking for the hand that fits that glove. Now, how many of you have ever put your left-hand glove on your right hand and done it well? How many of you have done that and it went, didn't feel so good? Come, put up your hand, all right? Even you at home, put up your hand. Of course it doesn't fit. And where churches get into difficulty is when they create a left-handed glove and they go find a right-handed pastor and then they try to match them, and that's where there's some difficulty. So a vision for churches in transition, and one of the things that our Western Canadian district has done is asked me to be a part of this team. So I'm leading a team of about 8 transitional pastors right now. And so we have a commitment to this to help churches thrive through transition by providing leadership, resources, and support. And it's the focus to hire a lead pastor from a posture of health and of clarity of vision and mission. So what's the ultimate objective? The ultimate objective, our friends, is to welcome a new lead pastor to a church that is growing in health and renewal spiritually, relationally, organizationally, and operationally. And one who's been hired through a thoughtful, collaborative search process in dependence on the Holy Spirit's guidance. If you would read, let me tell you a little bit of story. When I create the history wall, which we'll talk a little bit about in a moment, I will go in and I will actually create a graph of when the church started and when the last pastor left. And then I will start, as Nikki knows, I start reading the annual reports. And you know what? It's an interesting thing what you can read in an annual report. And so then I read the pastor's report and I read the board of elders report and I get a scan of what's happening in the church from the beginning to 2021. And then what happens is I start looking for things, and when I see areas that I think I need to dive a little deeper in, I will go actually into the Board of Elders minutes, and I will do a little deeper dive. That's also very interesting. Somebody said to me, you actually read all the elders' minutes? Yeah, because that gives me insight. It's a public document. It helps me understand what's going on. And it gives me the opportunity to see how the churches move through transitions. And the church that I'm presently serving, I love technology. I'm actually preaching in Westlock this morning in an hour, just so you know. But I'm also going to be able to preach here. I love technology, don't you? But while I was going through their history, while I would discover in the report, the annual reports, that we would go from one pastor to the next. And so when I went deeper into the Board of Elders minutes, I would see a letter from the district superintendent saying, here's your next candidate, go for it. And then I would see 2 years later, here's your next candidate, go for it. And there was not a good experience in the midst of that. What we want to do here is we want to take our time and go through the process of asking God, who is it that we believe you want us to lead this church? Okay? So keep in mind this. There are biblical cases revealed through a thoughtful, discerning process that's preferable. Avoid the where is your leader in a rush decision. I had this conversation with your board of elders when I met with them the very first time. I said, don't be in a rush. It's a time to become more Christ-centered, rather than pastoral-centered. And I know Jason, and I know he loved you, and I know he loves the Lord, and he set you up well, but there's still his fingerprints around here. So it's all good. But at the same token, we have to also be mindful that there are early adopters, mid-adopters, and late adopters to change, correct? And so what we want to do is we want to bring healing and closure. Vision renewal often takes time. One of the things that I've discovered in doing transitional ministry over these last 5 years is that churches need to grieve their pastor who's just left. Especially if the pastor's been there more than 10 years. You know, and one of the things that's interesting about being a pastor is we kind of have a calling from God. There's a double-edged sword to that. So we hear the call of God, and God lifts a burden from a certain ministry, and we obey that, and we go and pursue a new ministry, and that ministry opens up, and then we go and we bring closure to one, and then we move on to the next church. But see, the one side of the sword is that we have the call of God that we need to respond to. But the other side of that sword is we have to leave all the relationships that we've built. And relationally, it's even difficult for the pastor. Tell you a little story. When I moved from Ontario to St. Albert to be their senior pastor, the staff didn't want me, the elders did, and the congregation wasn't sure. Now, wasn't that a great recipe for success? And what was happening there was we wanted to basically just see where God was in all of this. The interesting thing is when we take our time to go through the process, we understand that God gives us gifts where we can grieve. I remember we moved in the end of April, and it was a long weekend in May, and I was still unpacking my garage, and all you guys know that that's the last thing that gets unpacked, but I was unpacking the garage, and I was literally grieving the fact that I left a church and a staff that I loved, and we'd seen God build. And I remember pulling out a crate, putting it down and sitting on that crate and weeping because I missed my church family back in Windsor. And here I was in a new church. They were grieving the last pastor that just left, ministering to a staff that didn't want me as their leader. because they told me that, and wondering if the church family would be open to me. You see, we need to understand that God gives us these windows so that we can bring closure to the past, renewal to the present, and a cleared vision for the future. So what's a typical interim ministry? Now, that's not what Mike's doing here, Pastor Mike. That's not what Pastor Mike's doing here. But typically what will happen, in fact, I just heard, I got an email this week, one of our churches is looking for an interim pastor, and I just shook my head. This is not going to go well. But here's what happens. Typically, you see the exit of the pastor, you see closure, you see the search process, and then you see the entrance of a new pastor. So you look at that and you go, wow, that's just incredible. What are the parts to that? Well, there's first of all, here we go. Oh, I'm missing some slides here, so that's okay. I want you to fill in the four phases on this one. First of all, it's closure. All right, it's the exit. It's the exit. The pastor exits for positive or negative reasons. See, regardless of whether a pastor leaves for positive reasons or negative reasons, they're still lost there. The next part is the closure part. And what happens here is that where the congregation comes to terms with the change, they do some grieving and gain a degree of hope for the future. And then you see the search process. And you know what happens there? The congregation begins to look for a new pastor. And then, of course, the pastor comes, he arrives, and then he starts up. That's the four phases. And it's basically, we need to get somebody in here as quickly as possible to get back to doing what we need to be doing in terms of ministry. But I want to share with you that there's actually some major phases of transition that take place, that when you do a transitional process that we're talking about right now, that it actually goes a little bit further. We regain stability, we assess the church health, we develop a transitional plan, we prepare for this pastoral search, we conduct a pastoral search, we hire, we orientate the lead pastor, and then we evaluate the process. So here's what we're looking at. This is the transitional ministry, and you can see it's got a few more components with it. So you will see there's the exit of the pastor, and then you will see there's closure. And then you will see the search process. Then you'll see the entrance of a new pastor. But then you will see some other circles working together. And so let me talk to you a little bit about what that means. Well, you will see in this that you will find out that there is closure, there is an assessment, there is vision clarity, there's renewal and organizational health, as well as preaching and ongoing prayer and assessment. So let me give you the overall perspective of the process. We want to regain stability. We want to assess the church health. We want to put together a strategic plan. We want to prepare for this pastoral search, and then we want to conduct a search. So let me tell you that we're actually going to have in just a couple of weeks, an assessment that is going to be put online. And my goal is that we have 50% of the congregation that attends to take the assessment so that we can have a picture of your health. And we're going to wait until we try to get at least 50%. And it may take 4 weeks. I'd hope, because we're secluded at home for now, that it might take us about 2 weeks to get that together. But I'd like us to see how this works and to find out where things are at there. Now, there's some important issues here. The search process does not proceed until agreed upon key indicators of health are achieved. We have an open-ended timeline, usually between 6 to 18 months for this process. And it's built on the areas of health within the church rather than starting new ministries and initiatives. It's a time for us to kind of look back, look within, and also look forward. Now, there's some important features here that I want you to see, is that the board and the staff and the congregation, that you understand and collaborate with this approach. And one of the things you have to understand is that the transitional coach is never a candidate for the lead pastoral role. That's just a given of what we want to look at. So here are some guidelines that we are going to follow through. Who were we? You can tell I'm dyslexic. All right. Who are we now? What is important to us? What is our context? What do we hope to become? And what is the lead pastor's role in shaping vision? In light of the above, what kind of pastoral leader do we need? And so what is my role? My role is that I'm the QB, or the quarterback, of the transitional process, including closure, assessment, strategic plan, the pastoral profile, and the search process, and preaching if needed, but I'm here primarily to serve and to support Pastor Mike as your interim lead pastor. It's a new paradigm. It's a paradigm of having a health-focused approach. It's looking at transition as a season of growth and renewal. It's looking at transition as an opportunity for meaningful change. And we have done this before. There's not really an experience that I haven't had as a transitional pastor. And we want to provide support and to avoid the board and the staff burnout. You know how many times the board has met in the last couple of months? Just about every week, because of things that they've had to deal with. We want to bring that back to normal because they have lives that they need to carry on with, and businesses that they need to be giving themselves to. And the staff needs to also be made aware of just what are the priorities so that they don't burn out as well. And we're going to use the principles of appreciative inquiry. So, friends, this is not the same one that I had before. Let me get out of here just for a second. I know some of you are going to die to fill in some of those questions. My invitation for you, and this is what I want to finish with right here today. Just give me one second. Share that with? I don't think I can. No, I don't think I can. All right, let's do this. All right. What I wanted to share with you as well, that one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be setting up a transitional team. In fact, we have set up a transitional team, and that transitional team is going to be working with me to help us go through these stages, and I want to let you know who they are. The elders are John Schwab, Brad Smith, and Simon Ongum, and then Heather Ann Braun, Gwen Butler, and Rhonda Spence have consented to be a part of what we're doing. So flip over your outline. Let me give you the invitation this morning very briefly. The first thing I'd like you to do is pray for the transitional process. I want you to pray for us. We're in a season where we have an opportunity that God has given to us just to hear his voice. And so I would like you to pray for me and the elders. I'd like you to be praying for the transition team as we gather together and we work through these steps that we're going to look at. Pray for Pastor Mike and the pastoral staff, and pray for protection for the church family. This is a key time. When we have a little bit of a leadership void, sometimes that's when the enemy wants to come and inroad some of our experiences. And so we want to pray for God's protection there. Second thing we want to do is I want to invite you to listen to God. Listen to God. In your quiet time, I want you to hear what God is saying to you as we're going to be working through our history, when we're going to be working through the vision and reassessing it and just saying, Lord, is this the vision that you have for us going forward? And then as we look at the ministries, do the ministries match with the vision that we have going forward? I want you to be praying into this and letting us know what you are hearing from God. And there will be times when we're in our town hall meetings where we will actually be able to together collectively listen to the voice of God lead us. And so I encourage you to be doing that. Thirdly, lean into the process. Lean into the process. We're going to have 3 town hall meetings, and they're there for you in your notes. We have a few flipping the outside page. you'll or the inside page on the left-hand side, you'll see that we've got the History Town Hall for March the 27th. We've got a Vision Town Hall for May the 1st and a Ministry Match Town Hall for June the 12th. I want to encourage you, if you can, put them on your calendar. Be a part of that. Lord willing, we're going to be able to be together. Amen. And we're going to trust that God's going to meet with us. And so I encourage you to lean into that process and continue to volunteer in the areas that you've been volunteering in. Don't step back, but lean in. Fourthly, watch to see where God is working in and around you. Just be on the lookout for what God is doing. Number five, expect to see God shaping us during this time. It's very interesting. It's been my experience that when the pastor is not ready for the church, there's no resume. And when the congregation's not ready for the pastor, there's no resume. It's my experience that when the congregation is ready and the pastor is ready, the resume comes. And so there may be some things that God's asking us as a congregation to do, to lean in, to learn, to grow in, so that we're ready for the next phase of the ministry. Also, number six, believe God is preparing your next pastoral leader even now. In fact, when you go back to your prayer time, will you add a third thing to your prayer time? Start praying for the lead pastor right now, that God will start moving on his heart, that he'll be open to his touch. I really believe the minute that we start the process, we start praying for the pastor. And people go, like, that's a little early, isn't it? No, we want that to happen right away. And then lastly, number seven, give joyfully. Give joyfully. Continue to support the ministry of the church. As we look forward and as we get prepared, not only do we want to have the resources ready to go, but that we want to have every opportunity so that when your new lead pastor comes, there is no hesitation for the resources to come so that we can move forward. Can I pray with you? Father God, I thank you for this day that you've given to us. I thank you for this season of transition. And I pray, God, that you will pour out your Spirit upon us. I pray that you will lead the Board of Elders, that you'll give them wisdom and discernment. As we walk through this process together, I pray that you will equip us, that, Lord, you will give us wisdom as we look at the assessment and put together a plan. I pray, oh God, that you would be with Pastor Mike and the staff. I thank you for them, and I thank you for the relationships that we've already started. I pray, God, that you will just continue to encourage them and be their portion and strength. And I pray for the congregation, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will pour out your Spirit upon them in a new and fresh way, that they will see this opportunity, this season of transition, as a gift from you. Lord, may you speak to them, grow into them a deeper desire for you and a love for you. And Father, I just thank you for this journey that we get to spend together. And I pray, oh God, that you will go before us, and that even now, even today, you'd be stirring the heart of the next lead pastor. That, Lord, he would hear your prompting and that you would prepare us as a congregation when that time comes to receive them. For we pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.